Hello?
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy. To begin, are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Now, there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. Second, during the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I think I would support that, yeah.
Thank you. Now, another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I would support that, yeah.
Thank you. Now, a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I absolutely support that.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does the candidate's support for Donald Trump factor in your voting decision? And we have a scale. We'll only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
I will not support anyone who is for Donald Trump. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm confident.
Is that very or just somewhat?
I'm very confident. I think our election system will.
Thank you. Now, do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Absolutely, I accept it.
And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? The state election officials in South Dakota, do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or no trust at all?
Fair amount.
Election officials in Republican states.
I'm sorry, what now?
Election officials in Republican states with the same scale. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not much trust, or no trust at all?
With the Trump factor, I got to go with not that much trust.
Thank you. Election officials in Democratic states.
Fair amount.
And local election officials in your county.
Trust, totally.
A great deal of trust. Thank you very much. Now, Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested. Or American democracy is under attack.
Being extremely tested.
Thank you. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values.
Why would I agree with that?
So do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with a statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy.
Absolutely not.
So strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you.
Yes. Can you read the question back to me again?
Yes. Which one? The second one?
Yeah, the last one.
It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy.
That's kind of a loaded question. You might want to think about rephrasing that, because if I felt someone was going to destroy our democracy, it's like, yeah, I stand up for democracy, but
you have the scale? I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to record your opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, would you change it to strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree. Depending on the factors, yeah.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49? 50 and 64 or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
No.
Thank you. Now, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.